Today, we're doing something extraordinary for someone who thought he was rather ordinary. This Sunday, as I mentioned, should be the 17th Sunday in ordinary time. The gospel reading should be from John chapter 6. The priest prayers that we say from the chair are proper, and the priest and the deacon would wear green. But instead, we're celebrating the memorial of Blessed Stanley Rother. The gospel is taken from John chapter 12. The readings are not in the missalettes. The prayers are not in the priest's big red book. And we wear red because Blessed Stanley Rother was a martyr. He shed his blood for Christ. We can do all these remarkable liturgical innovations here in Arkansas because Stanley Rother was a priest of our province. A province is a group of three dioceses: Little Rock, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. People cannot do this anywhere else in the world. The reason is because we have someone from our own province who has been beatified. This calls for a spiritual party. Father Rother himself might be surprised by all this celebration because he was a humble man and a dutiful priest. He would not consider himself saint material. Let me share a few facts about his apparently ordinary life, and you can judge for yourself whether he was extraordinary or not. Stanley Rother was born in 1935 in Okarchi, Oklahoma, and raised in a devout Catholic family. After graduating from high school, he announced his plans to become a priest. His father said, "Why didn't you take Latin instead of working so hard as a future farmer of America in high school?" What his dad did not know was that Stanley's farming skills would come in very handy as a missionary priest in Guatemala. Stanley struggled in seminary, and after philosophy studies was actually asked to leave the seminary because he didn't seem to have the mental capacity for theology. His bishop sent him to Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland, where Stanley got a second chance because that seminary emphasized piety and prayer over academic achievement. By the way, that's where the bishop sent me for seminary studies, too. That explains a lot, doesn't it? My first chance was my last chance. After he was ordained a priest in 1963, he spent the first 5 years serving in five small country parishes. In 1968, he volunteered to go to Guatemala to the diocesan mission church and work with the indigenous Mayan people. He learned Spanish as well as a Mayan language called Sutuhil. He began a radio station. He opened a small hospital. He celebrated 500 to 1,000 baptisms a year, hundreds of weddings, and visited his parishioners at home for supper. He would eat whatever they served for dinner. He said if they were eating grass, he would eat grass. I'm sure he got Montezuma's revenge as well. The political turmoil in the country touched the church, and Father Stanley's name appeared on the death list, which was circulated among government-sponsored militia groups to intimidate people into silence and submission or to scare them off. But Father Rother's response was simply, "A shepherd cannot run when his sheep are in danger." On July 27th, 1981, armed men entered Father Stanley Rother's room around midnight and shot him to death. Last year, on September 23rd, 2017, Cardinal Angelo Amato, the prefect for the Congregation for Saints' Causes, celebrated the Beatification Mass. for Stanley Rother, with over 20,000 people in attendance. And the governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon, named July 30th, 2018, Blessed Stanley Rother Day in Oklahoma. I believe Blessed Stanley Rother can be a model and inspiration to us, precisely in his ordinariness, in not being saint material. Most of us probably consider ourselves ordinary people, doing the best we can to be good Christians and a good person. We try to love our families, we love our parish, and we love the poor. But we know we are far from perfect. But the main virtue we can all emulate from the example of Blessed Stanley Rother is his faithfulness. Day in and day out, doing your duty. Woody Allen, the comedian, once said, 80% of life is just showing up. That was the ordinary, everyday virtue of Father Rother. He showed up. He showed up every day for farming. He showed up every day for seminary. He showed up every day for mission work. He even showed up the day men came to kill him. Father Stanley was beatified because he showed up. We too can do that. We can show up for Mass every Sunday. We can show up to help the poor. We can show up for work every day of the week. We can show up for family reunions. We can show up for piano recitals, and so on. If 80% of life is just showing up, then the saints are those who show up 100% of the time. Here's the secret to being a saint that we can learn from the life of Blessed Stanley Rother. Saints are the ones who always show up, because you cannot do God's will if you're not present. Just showing up may seem rather ordinary and humdrum to me and to you, but not to God. He might even consider it saint material. Praised be Jesus Christ.